Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Trump will travel to Northern California today as dozens of major wildfires continue to burn across the state. NPR's Amy Held reports the president will attend a briefing in Sacramento County.
President Trump is expected to gather with local and federal fire and emergency officials in McClellan Park, where the nearby August Complex fire has now been declared the biggest in California history. It's burning about 100 miles north, largely on federal land, though Trump has blamed the state's forest management for recurrent blazes. Experts point to climate change for extending and intensifying the fire season.
NPR's Amy Held reporting. President Trump has signed an executive order that he says will lower prescription drug prices by putting America first. But experts say the move is unlikely to have any immediate impact. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, this is Trump's second order with the same title.
Trump initially signed the order in July, but said he was holding it back for a month to see if he could negotiate a better deal with drug companies. But no deal came through. White House spokesman Judd Deere said negotiations did not produce an acceptable alternative, so the president is moving forward. The new executive order repeals the original and expands the drugs covered by Trump's proposed Most Favored Nations pricing scheme. The idea is that Medicare would refuse to pay more for drugs than the lower prices paid by other developed nations. The order launches what is expected to be a lengthy rulemaking process that may never yield the results President Trump is already touting. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Chinese state media say video streaming platform TikTok will not be sold to either Oracle or Microsoft. Both companies had bid on buying the app's U.S. operations after the White House mandated TikTok to do so. NPR's Emily Fang reports Beijing is now stepping in to block the sale.
Earlier media reports said TikTok had rejected Microsoft's offer and was considering Oracle's. Earlier this year, the Trump White House banned American entities from doing business with TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance and also WeChat, another social media app headquartered in China, starting this month, arguing that both represent national security risks because of their Chinese ownership. ByteDance had sought potential American buyers for its U.S. operations as a result of the ban. But China's state broadcaster said Monday that ByteDance would not be selling it to either Microsoft or Oracle. Beijing has also said TikTok's core source code cannot be sold because it is subject to new Chinese export controls. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
Stocks across Asia traded higher today. Japan's Nikkei average was up more than 1%. China's Shanghai Composite also closed higher, up a fraction of a point. This is NPR. Tropical Storm Sally is gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico as it makes its way toward the U.S. mainland. Forecasters say the storm is expected to become a major hurricane by the time it makes landfall early tomorrow morning. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency on Saturday ahead of the storm. The president of Belarus is holding talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. Charles Maines reports the meeting comes amid ongoing protests in Belarus over the country's disputed presidential election.
On Sunday, over 100,000 demonstrators marched in the capital, Minsk, for a fourth straight weekend to protest what they insist was a rigged election to keep Lukashenko in power. Putin has thus far given Lukashenko a commitment to fulfill existing security guarantees. That includes sending Russian paratroopers to take part in joint military exercises in Belarus. But Putin is likely to extract concessions towards a long-stalled unification plan with Minsk. He'll also have to weigh the risks of cutting deals with Lukashenko against alienating growing numbers of Belarusians opposed to his rule. For NPR News, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.
Israel is reimposing a mandatory lockdown order amid fresh outbreaks of the coronavirus. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the order takes effect on Friday and will last at least 3 weeks. Schools and shopping centers will be required to close and non-essential travel will be restricted. Israel has confirmed about 154,000 cases of the coronavirus, including more than 1,100 deaths. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.